Well, then we kind of a pie. They call it kind of a pie.
We'd make
big
that
old piece.
Skin it or a big old tan and set them through. Mm-hmm. You could have made a pie, I guess, in them skillets, but I never did.
So maybe a pie, big family pie.
What different kinds of fruit do you remember coming along?
We didn't have too much apples and peaches and pears, but all we ever had around here, and wild plums.
We had blackberries,
but they were wild.
Did you ever have any strawberries around
here?
Very few, but they were back early days. I didn't know what the strawberry was. Just read about it, and they said they had them in Jackson and had
got up here. You didn't have any wild ones?
No wild ones.
When I was a kid, we had strawberry patch, and we can't be many years.
We can't here. We just get out and hustle up and try. Now, brother, over on the, we just right on across the road from that old cabin you saw.
Mm-hmm.
He done some bulldozer work over there, fixing up pretty. He has a little piece of land there, made him a garden, irrigated. He built it up, you know, has a bunch of gullies in it. Fill them gullies up and level it off, and make enough for gardening. Deep well, he irrigates it. But he came from California, been out there now about 20 years or 30, and we don't know the California ways. Everything he does is good, but it's too good for me to reach it. I can't reach that far out.
I'd like to know something about the vegetables that you used to grow and that you still do. What kind of vegetables in your garden?
Turnips and salad and cabbage.
Cabbage and turnips and salad. Old green cabbage is good.
Green cabbage.
It might be something I take. My daddy walked 8 miles one day, 4 miles to Chesterfield and 4 miles back to see a doctor for me. I was sick. And got that way. He looked me in, the doctor got in the house, carried his medicine with him, drugs. We say on the saddle. That's a sick boy. I said, tell me, look at it. Come here, set my lap, son. I'll tell you sick and very sick and going to have to help me if you get well anyway soon. Because I left to talk. Well, what can I do to help a doctor? I'm 6 years old. Going to have to drink some sassafras tea and eat some poke salad. But you'll be a man though someday. Look me over and give me some medicine and left some that to take while he was gone. He had gone, his heart started off and looked back. Miss Finals, you got a pretty garden of green cabbage here. If you cut out a dozen of them best heads and bring to Chesterfield tomorrow, I'll give you 2 cents a pound for them. We did so, we paid a doctor bill in green cabbage.
Green cabbage?
They said that paid my will. We paid for the trip and the medicine all over green cabbage. Now, that's the most of it. Yeah, about unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Did you have things like, anything to season your... Did you grow anything that seasoned the food?
No, nothing. I always grow beef pork. We grow hogs all the time.
Uh-huh. And chicken.
We hardly ever see anything with chicken, though, but we have once or twice killed a chicken, maybe iced potatoes and cook it all together. That's a pretty good dish.
Mm-hmm.
Mother cooks
How
chicken.
How about squash and melons?
We didn't like squash too much.
I raise them every year, but
we don't like them, but we like tomatoes, even down to green tomatoes fried. That's mighty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of melons do you grow?
We used to raise lots of watermelons and mushrooms, and but not too much of them. Now we have raised lots of them. That's some to sell.
Did you mention a bread made out of squash, or what was that?
Bread.
Or pumpkin, or...
No, I didn't. And
there's
a pumpkin.
Maybe
you
eat
lots of pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Dried pumpkin. I like it.
Now, that's something I never heard of.
You like pumpkin or heavy?
I like it in pie. I never heard of it dried.
Mother used to cook a great big bowl full of it and sat there a week at a time.
Now, I can't eat that stuff. I never did raise none. But we
used to raise them. I attempted to get one time up some evidence and history to make a history of the Powers family. When I hit a neighbor's house, she's a Powers before she ever married. The old Dr. Rogers grew up when her daddy was a young man. Went to school together when they were boys. Well, then they all got sick one time with the flu and they called the doctor to come and had to doctor the whole family, 4, 5, or 6 around her with the flu. And he brought his medicine with him. And along about 12 o'clock, the doctor says, "What's that good? I smell a cooking."